Harry's Hardware. When I was a young boy, we had a little mom-and-pop hardware store called Harry's Hardware. It was owned and run by two older ladies. Every time you walked in, the eldest of the ladies would be sitting in a rocking chair, reading her Bible along with another book that helped her understand her religion. Both ladies were Christian Scientists. I knew nothing about this religion, but the younger of the two ladies said to me, "This is a wonderful religion." I just wanted to buy some rope, nails, or shotgun shells, etc. They had everything that farmers and ranchers in my community would need. One day, the eldest of the two ladies passed away, leaving Helen, the younger one, the store. Helen was very accommodating. She would sell rope by the foot, nails by the pound. She even broke up boxes of shotgun shells and would sell them individually for several cents a shell. We always went to Helen's store to get the little things that we needed. Later, after I graduated from high school, I returned to the store to buy something, and to my surprise, the store was completely bare. Helen had stepped on a nail, and her foot became infected. Her religion was kind of a mind-over-matter religion, but to be truthful, I don't know what this religion really teaches. I was told it was a cult, so stay away from it. I understand her religion looked down on her being medically treated. As a result, her leg became red, then black, and she was forced to go to a local hospital. As a result of waiting too long, her leg had to be removed. She had no one to watch her store, so a local high school boy told Helen that he would be glad to run the store until she could return. To make a long story short, the young man running the store had a drug problem and had sold every piece of merchandise she had at discount prices. The store was bare when she returned, and the money was gone. There was nothing left but bare walls and shelves. When I walked into the store, Helen was standing on crutches, staring at her bare shelves and walls. I asked, "What has just happened?" She then told me about the merchandise being stolen from her. At that moment, I felt deeply convicted that I needed to help Helen. I reached for my billfold, and then the struggle began. My mind said, "You can't help her. She's in a cult. If you help her, you would be helping a cult." My own religion was blocking me from showing love to my neighbor. I went ahead and gave her what I had. Helen broke down and started crying. She reached out to me with a hug through tears. Folks, God is love, 1 John 4:8, and love is kind, 1 Corinthians 13:4. Don't let your own religion block God from what He wants to do.